Welcome to Mammon Audio. My name is Edward. One of the great joys of boyhood must be scrumping apples. There is just something so delightfully naughty about it, even though, certainly in my case, you nearly always ended up with a cooker which was sour as a pint of vinegar. In the village, one of the easiest locations for this activity was at the back of the cricket club's small wooden pavilion. Here, a wooden fence marked the garden boundary of a large house, and it was overhung by one or two branches of a Bramley apple tree, heavy with fruit. The tallish fence gave most of the cover you needed, so there was little risk of being seen, although it was possible to look over the top. The family which lived there had two boys, one of around my age, I was 12 when this happened, and another a few years younger. I didn't really know them except by sight, as the family was well off and both boys went to private school in the nearest town. On this particular afternoon in early September, I was about to pick the largest and plumpest apple from the overhanging branch, we never took more than one at a time, when I became aware of a commotion from the house. Facing the fence was a drawing room with a large bay window, and into it at that moment came the two boys, escorted by their angry-looking mother. She was an attractive woman in her mid-30s, I guess, with bobbed blonde hair. One top quarter-light window was slightly ajar, but I couldn't hear distinctly what was being said. I did catch the odd word, though, including naughty boy, which made me prick up my ears. I peeped as much as I dared over the top of the fence, scared to death of being seen and caught but desperately wanting to see what happened next. I thought maybe their mum would close the curtains, but as there was no apparent reason for believing she was being overlooked, this didn't happen. What did happen next was that the mother went over to a piece of furniture at the back of the room, I'm guessing a sideboard or desk, and when she came back, she was holding a cane. A real school cane, like I had only ever seen in the Beano and other childhood comics. I was generally a good boy, so had never visited the headmaster's office, though my mother smacked my bottom occasionally. I could feel my heart beating faster and faster as she held the cane in her hands and lectured her children, the youngest of whom was now openly crying. Finally, she put a chair in the center of the room and must have ordered the elder boy to bare his bottom, because suddenly he turned his back to the window and I watched agog as he slipped down first his gray school uniform shorts and then his white underpants to reveal a beautiful, healthy pink bottom. He then bent over the chair, putting his hands on the seat. Even at that age, I knew I was attracted to boys. I loved looking at bare bottoms in the changing room during pee or swimming, and this boy's bum was beautiful to behold. I felt myself getting big in my own pants as I watched his punishment. With the younger boy still wailing and rubbing his teary eyes, their mum calmly walked to the rear of her eldest boy and laid on the cane. I counted 6 strokes, 6 of the best. The boy yelped like a whipped puppy each time the cane landed across his bare buttocks and was crying constantly by the 3rd stroke. Finally, he was allowed to stand back up and pull up his clothes over his sore bottom, and his younger brother, resisting a little, was forced into the same position. This time, Mum took down his trousers and pants for him, and put a hand in the small of his back to make him bend over. He was crying loudly the whole time and screamed as the cane was put across his small but sturdy bottom for the first time. He also got 6 of the best. And by now, I was rock hard in my pants, watching this most traditional example of child corporal punishment. I heard the word bed and the two boys scurried off, both holding the seat of their trousers in agony. Mum put the cane back from where she had got it, and it was then she looked directly, or so I feared, at the apple tree opposite. I came to my senses and ran for home as quickly as I could, fearing I might be next for the stick if she caught me. For all my flight, my erection had barely diminished by the time I got home, and I immediately went to the toilet to play with myself, replaying in my head what I had just witnessed, and before more than a few minutes had passed, I had my first proper ejaculation. Thereafter, I often hung around the back of the cricket pavilion, hoping to see another dose of the cane, but I'm sorry to say I never did.